Welcome to hour number two.
Yay!
As you're packing, just like on the base, she will come up to you. Just fire quick. Control yourself. And just in front of the other clients. Go back about the business. No, you hear that.
Okay. Does the Baishi seem disturbed at all?
You can't tell.
Okay.
He's seen it pissed off, but that seems like him.
That's him. No change.
Yeah.
So I can keep traveling through these beautiful lands of fertile valleys.
Yeah, you start traveling. It's about an hour out, and then you'll hear a from behind you.
Look behind me.
There's a man, kind of a ragged kimono. He's got a sheath katana over one shoulder. Samurai Sean, perhaps you could help me. I seem to be lost.
The Lion Soldiers?
No, they left.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Is there, like, any kind of, like, an insight-type role?
Perception, his motives?
Yeah, raggedy samurai just popping out in the middle of the road. If it's
okay, I'm gonna roll an investigation.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? See if people are hiding inside.
So, anybody about.
Would it be the same goal?
No, for what you're looking for, you're kind of looking more
Eight. I rolled an eight.
That sure isn't gonna find
it. No.
I rolled 17.4. Look at all the people. I should hold a raise. I keep forgetting to do that because I'm not used to the system.
You think you see some movement out in the fields? It's hard to tell.
Friends? He's not alone.
What's your position?
Yep, rank.
Oh, rank 3. I just actually upped it to rank 3.
You can make a second attempt without a higher TM.
I'm sorry, what?
For having rank 3, you can make a second attempt.
Oh, that's part of the rank 3.
Without having hard
mastery?
Yes. That's right. It's the rank 3 mastery of it. Is you can make a second attempt at a roll. Normally it makes the TN like 15 more.
But for this is...
But because you have rank 3 in it, it doesn't. You actually can just do it.
Okay, then...
They're restricted still.
I already saw the movement though, so, you know, we're good.
There might be something. For now, I'm just going to say, to see his intentions, I think there probably is something, but I don't remember what it is. So, roll your honor.
Roll honor.
Actually, no, roll your awareness.
Okay.
Fair.
Sure.
Two explosions.
Okay. He definitely has malign intent. He can't hide it from you.
Okay.
Well,
awesome. Seems like you're just fine to me. State your business.
Well, our business, I'm assuming, travelers have rations, food. Give me all of it.
Anything I immediately slide off on my horse.
Yeah,
I dismount.
He whistles, and you guys, you see two of guys step out of the fields on either side of you, and a couple of guys pop up on either side with bows.
I slide off as well. Do you really want to do this, friend?
I really would like to eat today, yes.
Take a full defensive stance.
Understandable, but you're asking me that high. I deal with pirates all the time. You have to
not
deal with
a pirate.
Close enough.
You're a pirate of the road, friend.
The key is to ask for not all of it, but enough to survive on. Then you might actually
That'll get... be all of it.
Well, then what would we have?
I couldn't care less.
Well, that's not very courteous.
This is the...
You haven't been here long, have you? Courtesy doesn't really mean much.
Does dying? We're seasoned samurai.
Look pretty green to me.
You won't survive. Or you don't stand a chance.
Intimidate? Sure.
Which is unhonorable, I think, but whatever.
It sure is a low
skill. It is a low skill.
If you were your from a courtier, none of this stuff would be low skills.
It's still low skill, just something.
Yes.
Tell me why. I'm a scary looking big guy.
You are a big guy. One eye. And a tetsubo.
I'm telling you, it's intimidation. He's just trying to let them walk away, right?
It's intimidation.
He kind of looks towards one of the guys off in the field with the archer.
You better watch your step, samurai.
And they kind of pull back into the fields. You guys lose sight of them.
We meet the most interesting people.
They're starving.
Understandable.
Not just about shame.
No,
it's
not
shame.
I
shame.
Look for like, look for stamp. See if there was any kind of like, seem to, there was any kind of like, circle line. Like,
you
don't notice anything now. Okay.
These guys are probably just bandits.
Okay.
They might have, I mean, he did have a katana, but it's hard to say if he stole it or found it,
like,
or
killed the samurai that had.
I'm sure there's a lot of
unclaimed
katanas in the end, right?
Especially during a black kind of plug.
Yeah.
Just walk into somebody's house and take it.
If they're dead, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be surprised, though. If he survives long enough, he might even be able to do some good in this world.
A man like that?
I doubt it.
But good job scaring him off.
Yeah.
And we got on the road. Let's go back on the road.
You're definitely a scary man. As big and
starting to like you
as that Tetsubo is.
It's the hammer of the eye. I never get it straight.
Bat.
Tetsubo.
It's
a
Tetsubo.
It's a nail bat.
Is it the Tetsubo of the eye?
Probably a little bit.
Get out.
And the fact that
horse. I never get out of it, so I'm just kind of chilling. My honor.
Man, you want to have someone who keeps having nightmares every night? My horse.
That's another Bayouchi. I have expected you to run an arrow through them before you even got a chance to talk.
Telephone.
Work.
Now we're sure this is not
too. We're going to give a little pause here.
And the inevitability of being on call during the game.
So you guys continue on. On the road. Like I said, you feel like it's gotta rain in Tomasan. Like, it's got to rain today. Maybe it just needs, like, one push.
Yeah, I'll give it a nudge.
Alright, if you like.
To make it rain?
Okay. I mean, there will be kind of a clap of thunder, and the clouds will light up. Very dark, very, very dark, like, black clouds, and they light up for a second. A couple times, and then. Like, almost begrudgingly, like a couple drips at first, and then it just starts coming down.
Ah, oh, that's better.
Couldn't you at least waited until you made a camp first?
I could have, but the land could really use this, and it'll be really much nicer when we camp, if we can find a dry spot.
The rain's refreshing, don't you, Sam?
I could have used this, so I just could have used this later. Unless you're trying to tell me I just
Sarah looks miserable.
I don't even say anything, I just keep running. Make sure I keep my bow covered so that, you know.
Right. Yeah. So it's a pretty miserable ride for the rest of the day as it continues to rain.
Well.
I mean, it's miserable for most people. You're probably like, yeah.
Not for you. Not for shit.
The Herman kind of likes it.
Yeah, a little bit.
He likes being outside. He enjoys weather of all types. Except for maybe snow. He hasn't really experienced snow.
He's actually does all wet. Yeah, you're probably pretty miserable.
Yeah.
And the dye in your hair is probably running a little bit.
Probably.
Like,
damn.
Oh, that's right. You bleach your hair. Right?
Yeah.
You'll see me do this every once in a while, though. Like, you'll see me just tilt my head, and because it has the scorpion thing and the angles and everything like that, you'll just some water. That's how I drain my hat.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny. But, yeah. You continue on. You actually do see a small village, like, kind of built around the road as you're coming up. So, you kind of have to pass through it. You don't think you're quite in Kitsu lands yet. Probably still on the edge of Matsu lands, but it's hard to tell. And the village does not, it's a peasant village, like, it doesn't.
Is that contained?
Is there a place in this that would
There's a small inn for travelers, yeah. It's not very exciting. And a lot of times what happens, depending on your clan, a lot of times you can knock on a pen and sort of like, we need to stay here. I'm like, whoa, we going to. I mean, most of the time you're not going to really want to.
Probably have
but they can probably find. Yeah, I mean.
I'll walk up front, though. And then do that. Just kind of knock on.
I mean, the inn is open.
In. Yeah, just
good.
Walk in.
Like,
oh, we are. Yeah.
Like, he, like, seems like a guy's going where he's literally slams it shut. You know, comes running around the fucking bows, like, scraping the floor. Oh, Samurai.
Forgive me for not greeting you outside. I was not expecting you to arrive here and see me anymore.
Thank you,
your hospitality.
Yeah, we love
yeah.
All like that.
Right. The weather is cool outside at this particular moment, so.
I shall see to it a room is ready for you. And he kind of calls out. Someone comes out from a younger, probably a son or something.
Prepare a room.
Prepare a room! And like, runs out. You see him go right up the stairs. You
need to get out! You need to leave! Get out!
Like, well, and there's like the shuffling of feet and stuff.
Can I sit down?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, you sit down. There's a table. I mean, like, there's a small area where obviously there's some food that's served. And immediately, this kind of older-looking woman comes up. She puts a pot of tea out. Looks very panicked. Goes running back with bows.
Thank you.
Yeah, and she goes running back. Thank you. And, I mean, this is kind of odd for all of you. Maybe less so for you. So that's supposed to act, right?
Yeah, it's
and less so for you. Peasant's supposed to act this way. You... Pretty odd, because Penance Jenna is like, okay, pass up the fucking wall, pass up the wall, and you, this is kind of peculiar, because...
I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, for me, my character almost wants to be like, relax, just chill, but he knows that's not going to do anything, so at this point, he's just being the first one to say, get out.
I saw my own endeavor to chill.
Yeah. So, but I make sure that as soon as they bow, I'm like, you're good. Like, just to keep them, you know.
All right.
Just give them a slight nod.
Yeah, honestly, the best way to probably treat it is, like, just kind of ignore their subservience and just be, like, just be chill with them.
Yeah, right, just be like, thank you very much,
like,
can I have some
it's like, okay, you can go get me some food now, type thing or whatever.
Right. And they'll come back, they can be like rice balls, basically. I'm afraid we don't have very much in the way of food for you today, Samurai. Forgive me.
It looks very good. And I'll just take right into it.
Yeah, so he's more than that. But
what they said.
He gives you kind of a weird look. You hear him running upstairs, and you hear like the shuffling of like stuff going on up there. Like they're
you right, made like real nice. You know, probably like, you know, hey, you know,
just hang out here. Let me give him a chance to make it stuff like this.
If I can catch the if I can catch the head guy or something, I'll just point out and be like, we're very tired. Homie needs some food, sheets, you know.
You catch what you assume is like the haggard looking.
Yeah, and I'm just like, as long as the sheets are clean, I'll just manage to clean up from it.
I will endeavor to make sure they're as clean as can be.
Thank you.
So,
and then I'll just go back to doing what I'm doing. So.
She waits.
Here we go.
Well, let's face it, they'd be up there room and sleep, they would be trying to clean out every stick of sand and dust in every corner of the room.
Wait, well, trust me, those sheets weren't very clean. They were going to try, but
well,
I think you just asked them to do a lot more than they were going to. It's okay.
Slept in worse places.
Can you do here outside a couple minutes later? Don't worry.
They're getting wet! You keep them dry! They're
getting wet! Honestly, maybe that was actually for the best, because they've been working on him for a while. I go back to eating my rice ball, like, I haven't done that in a long time anyway.
What are our weapons? Like, my weapon, is it covered up? Or is it
probably, yes.
Like, rolled in a blanket or something?
Rolled in a blanket. I mean, you're traveling through another clan's lands, and you are not going, I'm declaring war on you, or you can't defend yourself, so you should probably keep that covered, yeah.
He might know. And
yeah, exactly.
that I keep my the ninja weapon that I have, the whatever I have, that's always on me regardless of whether I'm supposed to have it or not. So.
Well, yeah, I always have it on my side.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a little more acceptable. I mean, that's super acceptable.
That's supposed to be dope.
Yeah. You
generally
say
katana.
As long as you're not actually wielding like a ninja toe on your person, that's fine. Like your chain weapon is fine. It's a little eccentric, but it's fine.
It's probably like bound up, so it can't really be used at the moment.
Well, I mean, it's usable, but I kept it well hidden enough in my, like, everything's really loose around here, so it just looks like I'm kind of airing out and kind of being a little bit more relaxed, but it's tucked in. If I needed it, I could pull it out. I wouldn't, but that's just my preparation, so. Okay.
And it takes a couple hours, and the younger girl comes out, probably the daughter, she comes out, she's got a biwa, she's not very good with it, but she's trying to, like, play some music for you guys. She seems very nervous. She makes a lot of mistakes.
little does she know that we've had no music, so a little bit of at least something.
Maybe not as good as no music.
Well, I'm polite.
But it takes a couple hours, which is probably why they sent the daughter out, because they're like, it's going to take a while to clean it up to the satisfaction.
Actually, like, if she's, like, after a little while, and when you're playing, it's probably gets on my ear a little bit. I do ask her, like, excuse me, is the sauce out of your sake?
Sama, there is a bottle.
That would be nice.
Hi, Sama.
Guarding on. You do hear a brief argument in the back. It seems to be the head of the household.
Probably his sake.
Fine.
Well, if you wanted sake.
She will bring out kind of plain cups.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
And then she'll pour you sake very trembly. And so,
After she's done pouring out
the rest of the bottle there.
Oh, wait,
I don't actually notice she probably won't notice, but while she's pouring, I kind of go like that with my hand, just, like, steady the bottle, so it's actually just, like, clearly, and then, like, when she comes up, so, yeah, steady the
bottle. You make an agility.
Or, like, watch the rest of you, probably, like, fumble all these, and just, like, what are you doing?
That's not good. It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I'll waver on.
So I go like that, and I like, next to you pour, so make sure she's pouring it perfectly, and then she starts bringing it up and move my hand again.
She will skitter up. And you guys have some sake. It's really not very good.
You just seem like, I don't have
it. Like,
I don't drink much.
It's closer to shochu, really.
Okay.
It's like, oh, that's foul.
You just see me. I keep an eye on him, so when he's not looking at me, I'm taking much bigger gulps than everybody else is in the town.
Yeah, I accidentally spill it and get my sake out.
How are you used to this?
I'm trying to deal with situations like this. I've traveled a little bit, so.
I'll make sure that no one's actually paying attention. This whole hand on foot thing, I'm so much more comfortable around my family and friends where it's the casual respectfulness where we're not, you know, people aren't knocking over stuff trying to get us stuff. If anything, this is far more nerve-wracking than just if we've been camping outside.
You'll get used to this, but you must understand, Joe-san, we deserve this. This is what we've earned.
Mm-hmm.
We have this by right.
I don't say anything. As soon as you say that, you just see me, like, trail off back into the really bad sake.
Remember, we're all servants of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the wife will come up and she'll clear the bowls away. Unless you would like more.
No, that's fine.
We require that now. We're good. The room is ready for you. I apologize, it's only one room.
It's dry, is it not?
That will be fine. Thank you.
Just get off.
So we actually get some rest tonight, so we can continue on this fun little adventure tomorrow morning.
Yeah. It's mostly dry. There's a hole, and there's dripping.
Look, We've got the perfect services for you.
Good point, my friend.
It's...
As soon as he says that. I look over at him like,
I was sure you would enjoy being near the water.
I take my spot there and pray to the comet.
Is there enough room for...
Wait, she said.
Is there enough room for the bottomless in here, realistically?
For what?
Is there really enough room for the bottomless?
It's tight, but... It seems like they probably knocked down a second Shoji screen that was probably for another room to make room for you guys.
I place my mat next to the door.
Yeah.
So if it ever opens at all, I'll feel it.
It's, I mean, that's what the Bayushi's basically does.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah,
I missed him saying that.
And I find the driest spot in the room and take shot there.
There's a corner.
There you go.
It's a dingy room. Like it's,
yeah.
But it's mostly out of the rain.
Yeah, it's mostly out of the rain. It's pretty... I mean, they tried to clean it up. They're mostly not dealing with samurai, especially in the current time.
I attempt to dry out my...
This being mostly plywood.
I'll sleep facing the door, so if he's in front of the door, I'll sleep kind of sitting up, very relaxed, just facing the door, though, so it does open up, even though he's right in front of it. I can literally stand up into the door. So...
Into the Bayushi.
Looking out the hole, can I see any elements of village life?
Like, I mean, there's a window.
There's
like
people running around. Or...
But like you said, the hole.
Just the one with glass.
It's...
I thought there was any glass. Probably the shutters.
I mean, it's raining.
The one with the shutters.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with it. But you can tell, I mean, it looks like a lot of the houses seem unused. At the moment, like, you don't see people going in and out. There's no candles that have been lit as the night wears on or anything like that. And you don't hear any, like a lot of sounds of people. Like, every now and again, but...
Was there any fire when we got here?
No.
You know where I don't end up is in one of these villages if it gets infected with the plague.
Well, for the most part, the plague is under control. It's just the line is still cleaning up from it.
Well, let's just not run into any villages and try to stay at inns that are burning up. Then I think it'd be okay.
Yeah, burning inns are typically not the most comfortable places.
It's probably drier than the one we're staying in right now.
I can't even, hold back the, basically a giggle for all intents and purposes. I just kind of sit back down.
Let's just throw giggles girlishly.
Thanks.
Not long enough.
Tee hee.
He says tee hee. Yes.
You know, extra pleasuries today. I just kind of try to sleep, especially after the last couple of nights. Maybe the roof over the head will help.
You guys actually have fairly pleasant sleeps tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No void rolls needed.
So no change.
Yeah, yeah, you're fine. It's the same, really. Maybe it's a little more cramped, you know?
Maybe, yeah. It's
yeah.
More, less is less comfortable.
Haruma. Harumas will be in Harumas.
They will.
But, yeah, I mean, you wake up with the daylight again. It has stopped raining. It feels pretty muggy out again. Like, it's right back to it, you know.
How wonderful.
As it turns out that, despite the nidginess and the cramped quarters, it's actually much more nice. It's more restful.
Most of the roof overhead.
Shall we
most
head out?
Of the roof. Let's go.
Did we...
No.
Just walk out.
Thank them for your hospitality.
Yes. Thank them, but
okay.
I keep my ears on as we're leaving the village, see if I can pick up any conversations about anything. Notice investigation.
Investigation. Notice is the emphasis that you have.
Keep three of them.
Do you have investigation?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
38.
Nice.
You almost have to strain your ears to hear, but you hear what you assume are peasants talking. I mean, there's only a couple. There's not a lot. Yes, a dozen. Maybe. probably less. And the village seems like it was built to support, like, at least twice that size. Probably three times, judging by how the lion tend to keep their peasants, which is not the best lifestyles ever.
I don't hear that many voices. Many people missing from this village.
Maybe they were pulled away to go to just play.
I'm kind of surprised that this surprises you. The plague and everything that happened there, the wars went on. I mean, remember how the two of the Jengoku looked. And those are samurai. Or trying to be, anyway.
No, let us continue.
I'll tell you guys this, but this is where I'm going. When we start hanging, when we start riding out, I hang a little bit behind you guys, prime as a rear guard, because, and I'll probably tell you actually those bandits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they know they got to be village. They probably know the area well enough, and they're probably, you know, if they were gonna follow us, they probably would have caught up to us by now. You know, here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I'm going to hang back and keep. I'm just going to, if you'll let me, just roll investigation once in a while.
And when we exit the end, I would move our half, sort of, but when we exit the end, I would thank you for your gracious hospitality as much as you did.
You're quite welcome.
Sam yourself.
Thank you again. Turn and walk off.
Instead, he's probably hanging there for.
Yeah. It was better to walk away so they could actually get the hell up.
I'll be the last one to leave the inn, but I don't want them to see it. But I do leave a boo on the table.
Very gracious.
I was originally just going to...
I walk out without saying anything.
I'm glad you did that because I forgot about it. But originally, I was just going to accidentally leave one in the room. Like, make it look like I dropped one out on the floor or something.
I was going to, but I don't want to assault the lion clan. I mean, I want to.
Well, it's not insulting to leave a tip at an inn you stay in.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're not helping rebuild. That's an insult that he was talking earlier. This is services rendered, basically.
15 on
that. I'm only leaving the boom for the five of us.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, bring bones to me? I don't know if that should be.
You're a boo.
Your face is a boo.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
So
do you start anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. It's about another day's ride to the Kitsu provinces, or half a day's ride, I should say. You'll probably get there by nightfall. You won't really have time to investigate anything at that point, but you'll be there.
I've got my shirt off at this point. It's just way too warm.
Being, like, kind of dropped
my
the sleeve off the kimono.
Yeah.
You know. was there a particular place that we had? The papers just tell the people.
Yeah, I mean,
the
villages where they came from are
okay.
Basically where they pointed you to go.
Okay.
And that's basically where you're going to be allowed to go.
Okay. Do you ever get formal? I didn't get it because I was a different person. But do we ever get formal names from them?
From the Kitu and the Matsu?
Yes.
Yes. The Kitu was Kaoru, and the Matsu was something else that I forget. But since you're being the Kitu first, I don't want to worry about it right
now. Okay. So we just find another place to stay. I wouldn't expect it was going to be greeted warmly. Let's find out what we're here, but
you
do
got
best.
You got. You're going down the road, and you do see. Looks closer to a city. More of a smaller wall around. I'd imagine probably a group of villages, and then a castle kind of in the center. So people a bit closer to actually like the Kitu lands. So you're kind of, since you're kind of in the bootings of the Matsu lands and the Akoma lands at first, and now you're getting further into the Kitsu lands, you see there is a larger prevalence of shrines, mostly to Makoto or Bishamon, the Fortune of Strength. And you know, families of battle, ancestors. You see a lot of shrines devoted to ancestors. So
all sorts of things I like to bring to.
That was sarcasm.
But I mean, and for the most part, I mean, the lands still kind of look like they're in, but these look more on the mend a little bit. Probably has something to do with the continuing water she can do for the most part. But it's a little more like what your memory would tell you the landlines are like. It's still less than what it should be, but
it's not nearly as bad off as any other.
Yeah. And as I said, there's a small wall kind of concealing most of the villages and stuff. I mean, you can see some of the outlying farmlands.
So I would assume there'd be some sort of wall guards.
Yes. I see some people moving back and forth on the wall. But you come up to the gates.
Yes.
They are open at the moment. Looks like there are people coming down getting ready to close it up for the night.
So is it usual to do kind of wait for somebody to show up to present?
No, you can just announce yourselves.
Okay.
Like, if you're travelers from outside, you're going to have to announce yourselves to the guards. They're probably not going to let you in. So. And that's pretty obvious. So.
Okay.
So we'll flag them down, you know, we'll put him out in front of the papers. And very, we'll,
I'm
going to
send with him.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll dismount and walk.
Hey, guard, hello. He's, you know, got his swords on him. He also, you know, very much lines up, looks very formal and upright.
Are these also samurai? Are they always samurai, like, their guards, or they're usually like, maybe like a militia?
For this, because you're getting into the Kitsu provinces proper, you're going to have samurai guarding.
Okay.
Because this is like noble lands.
Okay.
Or at the very least, I could see some Ashigaru around.
Yeah, but there's some Ashigaru
involved. The men approaching is some early samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Or most likely.
Ashigaru are basically like militia men. So.
I give a slight bow.
Whatever the normal typical bow would be for it. And, you know, something like this. Nothing special.
Travelers.
Hand them my papers.
Very well.
Is he waiting for something, or is he just kind of...
No, he'll... Kind of actually nod to one of the subordinates. We'll kind of go off and back into the city. The governor has requested your attendance at his home.
I would be honored.
So it'll be within the once, or him?
Him.
Him. Within the once.
Very well. Follow the main road and take you to his estate.
Did you get my papers back?
He gives you your papers back. No, he keeps them for him. Now you're all fucked.
He just decides to burn them.
Yeah. Oh, you have no papers.
To be fair, it's happened before.
It
happened. Yeah. What time of day is it?
It's getting on towards night, so you could probably be invited to dinner.
Oh, dear.
Social situation.
So, bow and make our way.
Yeah.
I'm not spending too many words with this guy.
So the governor's not too far.
Yeah,
but it's just like up
ahead. Is anybody paying attention to us? And just kind of
you feel eyes on you.
Yeah.
Just the whole time you're coming through town.
Attempt to, like, as we're making.
Not necessarily hostile eyes, but people are really watching.
Attempt to kind of brush itself off and
right, the
road. Get
the hand. actually, you find this amusing, but it is a practice. Less common among other clan lands, but it is a practice. A visitor can request a bath upon arriving at a person's residence. Generally, a scorpion who is inviting people to the residence will insist that the visitors take a path, wash off the road. Because it... Well, the reason the scorpion do it, or the Bayushin, is the minimal court classes you have inside during your schooling. Say, it's... If the visitor is completely disarmed, disrobed, and vulnerable, you have them at your mercy.
Cool.
But, I mean, it's something you could request before dinner. It's like, we've just come up the road, we've traveled a long way. Is it possible we could take...
Right, but we do that there.
Yeah, you would do that. You would do that.
At the estate, yep.
Once you get there, before you meet with the governor, you can do that, yeah.
So, even though going up to the thing, I still want to look as best as I can being on a road trip.
And there are a couple of very, it looks like very well armored guards as you come upon this small road off to the side a little bit. You can tell there's like a, it's got a nice, like basically, even smaller kind of like waist high wall around it. And there's a little road going off. You can tell this is probably the governor's estate. So you start traveling up as the guards let you in. They bow. Nod and like, kind of step aside for you guys. And, generally, unless you're talking a castle where they're kind of built vertically, most Rokugani houses are single story affairs. So it's not very tall, but it's a very large kind of complex. There is a fair amount of, looks like topiary lions kind of out front, and some statues of those food lions, like protecting. Along the pathway that you guys go up. Lanterns have been lit in between, like, so it's like two lions on each side, lanterns on each side, two lions on each side, lanterns on each side, and it kind of is a winding path that goes up. It seems very tranquil.
Okay.
A lot more than you would expect. There's a nice small grove of bamboo trees. You'd expect it's probably a maze. And you come upon this house. It's kind of more like an estate or a mansion. A compound is what I used before. So it's kind of, you think it was a very large, kind of sprawling sort of place. It definitely has parts where you can see there was a main house and then it's been built on a little bit and there's side houses as well. There are a couple more guards up front as you approach the door.
Ooh.
And they will, you know, they are holding an army, which they will cross.
Before we go up to them, I'll stand up like real quiet so they'll see you guys. This place is absolutely beautiful. If the land is not completely ripped apart by this whole mess, it should be a really nice place to actually come. Let's be warm.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time in Crane Blinds, have you? Better get the papers ready.
No.
Wait, put the spirit aside. And the motion for you to enter.
Not walking.
There, you'd expect, as you expect, I mean, you come inside, there's a very long hallway, and there's on either side a few doorways, shoji screens kind of concealing what's behind them. And you can hear, there is definitely already conversation and stuff going on far, far up ahead, but there is. It's almost like going into a fancy restaurant or hotel. There's a guy waiting up front. He's behind a desk or kind of a pulpit almost. And he definitely looks like he's not a samurai or a demon. But like kind of like a concierge or a butler or something along those lines. And he will bow very lowly as you enter.
Bow.
Most respected guest. Kitsu Hayabusa-sama welcomes you to his home.
Yeah, all right, be here.
He will see you in the main hall, and he gestures down the hallway as soon as you are ready. If you would like any preparations to be made, I'd be happy to honor these requests for you.
I think I speak for all of us to say that we have traveled quite a ways and could definitely use a bath.
Citizens are rolling out. We have a bathhouse. I'd be happy to help you with it. If I might ask for you to lay down your swords.
Just, of course. Hand over,
pull my katana out. Then I'll be out, but then I'll hold it right. Present it. Now, the block is actually because of the kibanas, right? That's...
Actually, they generally have stands set up for everything.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Okay, so I'll open them up.
God, for me, it's going to be...
Well, here's the problem you have.
Yeah.
You're going to a bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really supposed to have ninja weapons on you.
Which is why I'm going to grab them in clothes.
Yeah, so you could probably make like a stealth roll when you disrobe, so like hide it in your clothes.
Well, that's the thing. That's the real way to hide it is.
Yeah.
It's just by taking it off. It's wrapped.
It's wrapped.
Actually, you know what I would probably have done. Is on the inside of the most common thing that I wear, but I would have actually sewn in two little pieces of string that I could hook around the actual sheath itself. So as I come around...
Well, my question for you is, part of what they do is they'll provide you with robes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing with your stuff?
That's where me being really stuffy is going to come in at, because to be honest with you, let's see, how would I do this?
If you're really good, you could tuck them into the blanket of my weapon.
Can I help
it? I mean, I'm not giving you my weapon, but I put it up there.
Yeah.
And then turn around and probably have to disarm myself of the 10 daggers I have on.
I'm probably doing that. Yeah, I'll just sneak it in there.
You can make a stealth, but you all, well, you especially, but anyone else who might be paying attention to anyone else's business should make investigation notice rolls.
No, I try to pay attention to everything around me.
Huh.
I'm more interested in this house. What they're about to do. This is not.
So you're better.
Oh shit.
31.
Yeah, that's not going to be good.
39.
Again, that's really not going to be good.
But I rolled well.
Yeah, I got 2 points as well.
But I don't have perception at 3. I don't have perception at 2.
No.
Well, he's a water tree guy.
Yeah, no,
yeah, not so much. So I only got is it 14?
20.
Under them.
Well, the good thing to note is that the concierge does not notice you.
Yeah.
The bad thing is both the Herma and the guy who you're trying to hide your ninja weapons in their stuff does.
I've only got one.
But
I raise an eyebrow, but feel that it would be poor to point it out in the middle.
Okay,
yeah, I'm pretty much the same wavelength.
This could go
Thomason.
Badly for all of us.
I'll probably take your side later. But not out in public.
What the hell are you doing?
Basically, that all comes down to is like, dude.
I'm fine, dude.
Probably the man in front of us.
This way, and he'll lead you off to a bathhouse. Yeah, it's. I'm sure you've all seen animazes.
Animazes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's pronounced like, yes.
Animazes.
So, it's basically that. I mean, they've got people keeping the water hot and stuff. And they could be scrubbers. And you just expect them to clean themselves up. So.
Yeah.
And they will take your kimonos and stuff and go to launder them. So. And they will provide you with robes.
So when we do go in, I kind of step ahead of you guys, and I will face away from you guys, and I remove my mask. So I just won't let you look at my face. Basically.
So maybe you should
That's
do
fine.
That, too.
No, I respect your privacy, because
yeah.
I know it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
It is quirky.
My body's covered in stars.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to any of you. I just kind of do my own thing. I'm too busy trying to be pretty.
Really? You're not checking the other guys out?
No.
But you're a crane.
I still like the woman's.
But you are a woman. You're a crane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I still like the woman's.
There's no male crane.
That's a crane.
No one knows how they reproduce.
Like dwarves.
I will, though. As part of, like, the cleaning ritual, also, like,
Bleach
the hair.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's a big, vain Nancy boy.
It's like, yeah, like my character's not vain, but he very definitely is meticulous in keeping. Yeah, he's a samurai.
But he doesn't wear pants.
Well, he does. He does today because he's not running anywhere.
Right.
So, all
right.
You know.
Yeah.
You don't wear, like, kilts or something like that?
No, no. Just the old illustrations of Haruma, like the Haruma Scouts and stuff. For the longest time, they were never drawn wearing pants.
Okay.
So it's always
it makes you run faster.
Haruma, it's like, without wearing pants, you run faster. Because in Third Ed, they had,
pants?
Their,
speed increase.
They had a speed increase.
Oh,
part of
the
school.
Oh, yeah, right. The Haruma Scouts, too. And, so we just assumed not wearing pants makes
you
faster.
Alright.
But yeah, you are dressed in robes that are in the lion colors, because, you know, that's basically part of the thing.
That's
like, yeah, you're in my house, you're wearing my shit.
Nothing wrong with that. I like the
I'm still the same.
Yeah.
I'm fine, I'm used to wearing nice things, so that's kind of cool.
It's kind of nice, they're actually pretty simple. You get the sense this guy probably comes with family of Shuganja. He may not be a Shuganja himself, but he's a governor. He might be. It's possible, but
he's given money as governor's station, but it's not, but it's still not like
the Lion are a super rich clan or anything, you know. They got a lot of mouths to feed. Yeah, it's kind of a downgrade for you. And you too.
Well, yeah.
Kind of like,
well, it's kinda funny because if you go according to the card game, they're the forest clan.
Yeah. Because they have so many people.
There's a numerous amount of people to feed.
They have weapons and armor, too, that they have to make. And...
Every
kind of weapon. Who cares? I'm
a suit bomb. Did they find a world big enough for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
not like ogre sized.
It takes them some doing, but they've seen big guys before. You know, so.
You know, big guys.
You're not a troll or anything.
As I said, he's not ogre sized.
Yeah, the elf on our basketball team.
If they had that, yes.
That's separate heads.
What are
we
doing?
So, after that, and, you know, the concierge, after you guys dress, and you finish dressing and you, like, walk out of the bathroom, and he's already there, just bow.
I bow.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Maybe a little deeper than others, because these guys are water Shuganja. Right.
It is my lord's hospitality. Is there anything else? But thank you. I accept on his behalf. Is there anything else that I can do to help you feel prepared for?
Would there be anything else normally, typically?
Not anything really required.
Character-wise,
yeah.
It would be up to us, but no, I am beyond ready to. Ready to see your order.
Then this way, please. And I'll motion back towards the main hall and let you go down the hallway yourselves.
Yeah.
It's a fairly well-appointed estate. I mean, there's a couple, like, kind of very simple. You get the sense, like, the guy's probably into calligraphy because there's, like, some interesting, like, calligraphy-based artwork, strokes and stuff. It's actually kind of appealing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he seems to have some talent for it. I mean, there's, again, a couple nice little pieces, just some of his ancestors. You see there's some mepos and blades along the wall, like, in places of honor, where they're displayed openly, like, these are my ancestors as well.
Okay.
So, eventually you come to a fairly well-appointed room. It's a big old hall. As a standard, it's not really chairs, but, there's very nice pillows and mats around there, the main one. And at this point, you guys didn't really hear any other talking as you came down the hallway. It seems like all the other guys have been ushered on. You see there's this one guy dressed in red robes. He has fairly nice robes, a little nicer than the robes you guys were given. He is sitting around a tea set. It looks like he wants to perform a tea ceremony sitting there. And as you come in, he will motion to you all. To take your seats.
And I do.
I was trying to sit as far away from him as I can.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That's odd.
There's not really a far away. You guys are kind of in a circle.
I know, I'm saying, like at this point, it's far.
So you're sitting directly across from
him. To one side.
Well, he's like this, we're in a circle.
Exactly. So if I
can want to like, he's here, you're here. Where else?
Just beside him, it's not directly across from him.
Yeah. 16 is better than you.
Yeah, sure.
You guys get a void back if you spend void.
Not today.
That's okay. Well,
yeah, it's, so it's a nice creature, Ronnie.
Cool.
Is that right? Welcome to my humble home.
Hospitality is very generous. I appreciate this.
I'm happy to hear that. I am Kitsu Hayabusa. And take, you know, a sip of his tea.
I weigh on him.
Mm. So you're interested to find out what happened to Kitsukaru?
Yes, we'd like to. We've been tasked with finding out the extent of what happened at the Topaz Championship. There are no implications being made upon. It was a her event, wasn't it?
Upon the him.
Or the her. Our compatriots, the Matsu, whatever her name is, whatever her name is.
Just say Matsu-san.
Matsu-san. But the animal man sure would like to know.
I had met Tsuji Shiro before the war, when he was younger. I'm not sure he would remember me, but interesting one from Mantis. Didn't you say you were talking to some?
We're all servants of the Empire.
Tell me, why would Shiro-sama send children?
That's an
interesting question.
I'll speak about this one second. Because we're no longer children. And we witnessed the events firsthand. I thought it were best to continue what we've witnessed firsthand. Dance party.
That dance party breaks out in the middle.
It is time for the tradition.